Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Yep, yep.
That's it.
This is the new Ed Sheeran song.
Oh.
Azizam. World premiere. Ed Sheeran. We're doing it every, so you'll hear it again at 9. We'll do it every 2 hours. Azizam. Yep, yep.
All right.
It's fun. I wonder if it'll be stuck in my head soon. That's how songs are.
Well, they're very catchy these days.
Yeah.
More than ever.
Trevor Noah and George Lopez. We have tickets for both shows. You win 2 pairs of tickets if you win this contest. We've been doing it every day this week. It's Friday. It's time to unleash your inner hilarity or hilariousness. Whatever it is you're unleashing, do it today. Today's the last day to win these tickets.
I had a couple of funny ones this morning.
Oh, yeah? What do you got?
That settles it. I'm never going skiing. Yesterday, I crossed off skydiving. Thank you guys for saving my life. Mm. So we're saving lives. Mm. And then a throwback to the early Pink Pony Club talk, and I was talking about singing to my dog. Good morning, thought it was Maddie. He's on the show yesterday at the dog park, but I was wrong. It was just an older white woman singing Pink Pony Dog.
Oh, Pink Pony Dog.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's so cute. But we don't have a winner yet, so let's step it up.
We have all morning, everyone.
We do. We have all morning. Just your thoughts. Send your thoughts as you normally would and just be extra hilarious. And then you could win Trevor Noah and George Lopez tickets. Looking for the funniest text. I love this contest, by the way. I really feel like everyone has stepped there. Our regular texters are just killing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Throughout the morning show, text your best to 800-400-3697. And if you're selected, you get tickets for Trevor Noah May 24th and George Lopez May 31st at the Mountain Winery Concert Series, courtesy of Golden Voice. All right, let's start with, I'm going to go right to there's a couple of trailers that I put up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you are interested in this new Superman movie, and I saw a very short teaser for it a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, oh, look at that. That looks pretty good.
So the new Superman is done.
I guess. It must be getting very close, Vin. It's James Gunn shared a 5-minute preview of it on Twitter. So some of it, like this place where he lands in the middle of, I don't know, the Arctic tundra.
Oh, this is when his planet explodes. Oh, no.
He's already
Superman.
He's already a grown man. Yeah,
okay.
He's already Superman. And
good.
At first, you start to look at it, you're like, I don't know. Because you got to get used to somebody's new face. Anytime there's a new guy, that looks so CG. It's ridiculous. This looks like a video game that we're looking at. So, James Gunn has shared it. I put it up on
Superman
the
Superman bleeds?
I guess when he hits that hard, he does. He must have been in some kind of big fight, Ben.
I would assume there was some kryptonite involved, and he has landed, of course, near the Fortress of Solitude.
I think his dog's coming to rescue him right now. I don't know where his dog was, but
he's a good dog. He's a good dog, and
is his name Crypto?
I believe so. Mm. Oh no, I don't. What is his
dog's
name?
He's just
I don't want to
jumping
all
over,
yelling at me.
Yeah. This is, oh boy, he's, you know, dog, the guy's broken. Stop jumping on him.
It is Crypto, the super dog.
What an interesting thing. So they did that on purpose. That says in the upcoming Superman movie, James Gunn specifically shows Superman bleeding and visibly injured, which is deliberate because he is traditionally invulnerable
mm-hmm.
to everything. He doesn't
look at his neck. He's
bleed.
All bruised up and it's a long clip. We saw a chunk of this in, there was a little teaser a month or two back. But now this is like an extended cut. So
yeah, it's 5 minutes.
The video is up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you're like, oh my God, I can't wait.
Yes.
Oh, look, Crypto's dragging him home by the cape. It's
dog.
So cute. Oh, doggies, right. They just love you. Let me get you home. Oh boy. There's other stuff happening now. Okay, moving on. There's a trailer for Megan 2.0, which is she's this little robot doll, AI robot doll, who's been told it's in her programming, protect this little girl. That's your owner, friend, playmate, companion. And she will protect that kid at all costs. Uh-oh. So if you saw the first one, it's creepy, but really good. And I thought. So if you are interested in that, it is available.
It was a good movie. Very fun.
Megan.
Yes, I thought so too.
Okay.
It's good. Okay. And was there anything else I wanted to get to here? No, we're going to jump into Glenn Powell. Glenn Powell is starring in a new version of The Running Man. Now, Glenn Powell, maybe you're like, who's Glenn Powell? Which a couple months ago, I would have been like, yeah, I'd have no idea who Glenn Powell is. So the first time I think I ever saw him was in the newer Top Gun Maverick, where he is kind of the bad guy, right? Who, spoiler alert, comes in and sort of saves the day.
Yeah, he's competitive and handsome and wants to be the best.
Mm.
And Tom Cruise is, of course, that's my job.
Yeah. Hello. I'm Tom Cruise the whole time. Right.
Duh.
And then he did, and he's done other stuff. I'm sure he's been in, Twisters.
He was in the Twister movie. And now he's in Sydney Sweeney.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He is. a movie with her, of course. We aren't talking about. Right. Or other. I don't know. Take it out. So Glenn Powell did a movie with Sydney Sweeney and it's called Anybody But You. But this isn't about that. This is about him. He's going to be in the remake of The Running Man.
Okay.
Which was a book by Stephen King. Actually, it was a book by Stephen King, but it was a Richard Bachman book. Remember, he wrote a few books. I think Thinner was a Richard Bachman book.
I don't know all that, but I do know the book, and I do know Stephen King's behind it, and I do know they already had that movie.
Yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger played the Running Man, which was sort of funny because I felt like Arnold was supposed to be just some guy who lives in like a, you know, post-apocalyptic Earth hellscape where the biggest game show on TV is the one where they set a guy loose and if he can make it, I think it's, is it 24 hours? I can't remember maybe it's 48 hours.
He's got
to elude capture and they're not just trying to capture him, they're trying to kill him.
Right.
If he lives, then he gets, I don't know, $1 billion. I have no idea what he gets. But he gets to keep his life, so that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was a good version of it. I thought that the Arnold one was fine. I loved the story. I love stories like that where you're trying to, you know, just incredible escape after incredible escape, eluding the people who are trying to kill you.
I'm sure Hollywood is filled with movies that got made where, and Reacher's another example of, that's not the guy when Tom Cruise was the guy.
Yeah.
But they put a box office name in there so that that thing gets funded and actually made.
Right.
So no surprise there.
So when you're going to shoot a big action movie like The Running Man and you know Tom Cruise, you reach out to Tom Cruise and you go, listen, what do you know? What should I do here? What do I have to do here? What do I do? Yeah, running or The Running Man.
Run like Tom.
So he said, look, I want to talk to you about this. And Tom, who is so helpful and so friendly to his friendly friends, he was like, listen, here's what you got to do. That's my Tom Cruise. Thank you. All right. You got to run. You need to run and you need to film yourself running. You need to run on film and then you need to watch the film and you need to see what you're doing on the film. And then you need to do things a little bit differently so that your running looks good. And then You let them film you for the movie and you're running in a better way than you were ever running before. And you might even want to compare the way you run to the way I run. I'm known for running in movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out Tom Cruise is right. By the way, that is a made up quote, but that's basically what he said. He said, film yourself
you
running.
You made that up? Are you kidding?
Yeah, I was just making it up. That's all he, I mean, all he says is that he said Tom Cruise told him you got to run and you got to film yourself running. I told you I had a Tom Cruise in me somewhere. So, Glenn says, Tom said, film yourself running as soon as possible. You don't look as cool as you think. And so they did. They filmed him running. And Glenn goes on. This is Glenn Powell, who's going to play the running man. Running is the theme here. And as you talk to these running coaches, as in, I'm a guy who will coach you up to look good running on film, they say, there's only one actor who knows how to run on screen. Guess who it is?
Tom Cruise.
It's Tom Cruise, yeah. Besides running, he also had to do practical stunts like falling through ceilings, plunging into sewers, and jumping clear of explosions.
So this movie's made.
It looks like if it's not done, it's close.
His part is
November,
done.
November 7th is the release date.
Okay.
So when is that? 6 months from now? I don't know. Can't do math. It might be 7 months. November 7th. Let's see here. Arnold, he didn't reach out to Arnold, but apparently Arnold did give his give the crew his blessing for this new remake of the movie. Glenn says he's going to see Arnold in a few weeks and has a very specific fun gift from the movie for Arnold.
Oh, cool.
So he basically goes on to talk more about Tom Cruise. He says, look, I don't have the insurance plan to be Tom Cruise. I'm not trying to be Tom Cruise, but I will say I learned so much from him on how to properly do an action movie. Gotta keep those arms in tight.
I like it.
Run and run fast, but make as little motion as possible. Make it look easy.
He does run on film a lot.
A lot.
And he does look good.
There's a scene, I don't know which of the Mission Impossibles it's in, where he's running through what looked like crazy marketplace slash slums, like maybe in China.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the older ones, I think.
It's definitely not, it's, I don't know, 10 years old maybe.
Okay.
But that, I always think about that scene. And as soon as I was reading the story about him running and stuff, I'm like, you know what? Tom Cruise really does know how to run. Like he's, that scene, it goes on and on. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The new
about?
One like a, has him, not the new one that hasn't even come out yet, but the newer right. one, the part, one,
part one,
has him running through this airport. And at one point, he's trying to get safe. Like he's running for his life is what it comes down to. And there's a scene where he is running on the roof of this building and it's long.
Mm.
And he's still running.
Mm.
And then the next scene is a wider shot of him still running another direction. And you figure this guy is killing himself to get these shots. Even that, he probably overdid.
Right.
Because I know one of the newer scenes in the newer movie, they went, I think he's hanging off a plane or uh-huh. something. And they go, you're done. We're not doing it again. You're going to kill yourself.
Oh, I heard this, right? That they were saying he was just like, let's go again. Let's go again. Let's
went,
go
no,
again.
You,
let's go.
You're playing, right. you know.
We got it. It's fine. We get it. You love almost dying over and over and over. We're afraid your hands will give out, Tom.
You'll die for your art, but stop it. We don't want to yeah. see that.
We can't afford the insurance anymore. Anyway, and as for... He may or may not be dating his former co-host. They could just be friends and went to his sister's wedding together. This is Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell.
Oh, okay.
Yes. As far as Tom Cruise and the Ana de Armas, I haven't seen an update on that. They may have just gone out to dinner a couple times.
Right.
It's possible. Right. I don't know. Okay. So, and here's the thing about the Running Man. The book, which was a Bachman book. Here is how Tom Cruise honored Val Kilmer. It's really sweet, actually. So we're moving over to Tom. Tom was at CinemaCon in Las Vegas yesterday, and he was presenting footage from the new movie, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. So is that the final? That obviously is the part two of this two-part
From
thing.
What I understand, this is the end of the Mission Impossible series
with
that
him.
He is part of.
Yeah.
Whether they reboot that, I'm going to guess. Yes, and I'm going to guess someone's ready to do it as soon as humanly possible.
Right.
But I think he's
done. How long
done.
Of a break do they give it? 3 years?
I don't know. I mean, Hollywood doesn't seem to really care. There's another Superman.
Yeah. Oh, yes. How many Supermans have there been in our lifetime? I mean, at least five. Oh, you're going to try and count them up?
Well, George Reeves.
Yeah.
No, no. The first TV guy.
On TV. Right.
And then the next guy was?
Christopher Reeve.
Christopher Reeve. And then who was after Christopher Reeve?
Well, there was the young guy that came in.
Maddie's got it.
I've got the list here.
Oh, great.
Kirk Allen was actually the first one. Then George Reeves.
No, wait, wait, wait. In our lifetime. When was Kirk Allen?
I don't have a date on that.
Yeah, I don't know.
So let's say started George Reeves.
Forget that guy.
Christopher Reeve. Dean Cain.
Oh, yeah, Dean Cain on TV. Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Yeah, Tom Welling in Smallville. Brandon Routh in Superman
Brandon
Returns.
Brandon Routh, that's the one I was thinking
Henry
of.
Cavill.
Henry Cavill is pretty good.
Tyler Hoechlin
is this
Supergirl.
This
guy? Oh, and that's Supergirl.
Yeah.
Is Supergirl a show or a...
It was a TV series.
Okay.
Oh.
Michael Rosenbaum in Smallville, and then David Ramsey on The Flash.
And who's this guy?
The new Superman.
Corn Sweat.
Oh, yeah, Corn Sweat. David Corn Sweat.
Why did that just come out of my mouth?
I don't
mouth?
Know, but
I don't think
like
I'm right.
No,
I can't
think
be right.
You have to be.
There's no way.
How else would you know that?
I don't know, but that's what just came out of my mouth for no reason.
It is Corn Sweat. David Corn Sweat.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Of course it is.
I'm like built to listen to you do Tadler stories.
That's a great callback. That should get him a point.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'll give him a point. Maddie's got the game.
Honestly, wouldn't give you
it
one.
It came out of my mouth before I had a chance to stop myself. Weird.
Well, you got to let things go. You're clearly on a roll there.
But you won't remember. If you're like me, remember that, but you won't remember
like what?
Somebody you see every day.
You already have a point. Okay, so by the way, we've literally said one. I said one line in this new story. Tom Cruise was at CinemaCon in Las Vegas yesterday to present footage from Mission Impossible. Oh, that's why. Because we said they're going to restart that series.
Mm.
And then we, just like they did with Superman.
Yeah, you asked me, how long do you think they'll wait? I don't think they'll wait.
Yeah. Oh, you think so? Like next year, the brand new guy. What's the guy's name in Mission Impossible? Like what is Tom?
Ethan.
Hawk.
No. Now you just ruined. I was never. I didn't have it.
You're right,
now
though.
It's long
it
gone.
It is Ethan.
Right.
We'll have it momentarily. So before he got started, this is Tom Cruise at CinemaCon in Las Vegas.
Ethan Hunt.
Ethan Hunt. Mm. Right. So close. First letter. But also because Ethan Hawke just rolls off the tongue. That was a coincidence. So Tom Cruise is at CinemaCon in Las Vegas for the 10th time. He's talking about Mission Impossible. But before he gets started, he takes a moment to pay tribute to Val Kilmer. And his quote is, I can't tell you how much I admired his work and him as a human being. How grateful and honored I was that he joined Top Gun and came back for Top Gun Maverick. I think it would be really nice if we could just have a moment all together and just take a moment because he loved movies. He gave a lot to all of us with his performances, with his films. If we could just all take a moment and think about the wonderful times we had with him. And then there's a moment of silence. And
that's nice.
Tom says, thank you, Val. I wish you well on your next journey. Thank you all for doing that, people gathered. I know he appreciates it. It's really sweet, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Tombstone, which is a movie that Val Kilmer did with Kurt Russell.
How is all this tying together? It's like a masterpiece you're writing here for us. What is
from
going
one,
on?
From one to the next. I'm finding segues. I don't get to do it every day, Vin, but thank you for noticing. It means a lot to me this year.
Well, we both put together our breaks, and we hope for something like this to come together.
Right?
But my God, man, what is happening?
Don't worry.
Here?
The next thing has nothing
we
to
are
do
not,
with
no,
any of this.
Don't say the same word.
No, hopefully, maybe this will take us 5 minutes, and I'll end with this, and we won't have to break open another nut. Hot. So, Val Kilmer. He plays Doc Holliday in the 1993 Western Tombstone. And I've never watched that, but you started freaking out about it.
It's one
the
of
the day.
We his lost performance in that is spectacular.
They're calling it legendary.
Yes.
Here. Right.
Yeah. And that movie is a classic. Like
Tombstone.
Awesome. Yeah.
My wife wrote me like a day after Val Kilmer had died and goes, Val Kilmer died? I was like, yeah, yesterday. Mm. I'm sorry for your loss, though. Jesus, what are you?
You know what's funny is I guess we're set up for the things that we look at. Of course we saw that.
Right.
But she's like, I'm in a new job and I am grinding.
She's buried for sure. So, yes.
That is funny, though. I just assume everyone gets the same alerts on their phone that I get. We all know Val Kilmer died, right?
Well, if you open up Instagram, it's there too.
Right. Like,
you
know, everyone putting up the picture and sure. So Val Kilmer was Doc Holliday in the 1993 Western Tombstone. I bet you everyone's going to watch that. Like, I'm actually tempted to watch that for this weekend.
Before you did the story, I was thinking I might watch Tombstone this weekend because it is like, if you want to like do homage to Val, that's a great movie to do.
It's a good movie too. So it's not like you're going to be slumming it.
Right.
You know, you'll enjoy it.
So in an interview just last year, Kurt Russell, who I know you love from the
Chronicles.
Okay. Christmas Chronicles? Is that what it is?
It's a Christmas Chronicles, but I loved him in Escape from New York. You remember that movie?
Yes. Overboard with Goldie Hawn.
I don't care about that, but I did love him in some of the Tarantino movies. I love the story that
Hateful Eight. Yeah.
They got for a prop in the movie, they got like a Martin guitar, an original Martin acoustic from like the 1800s. This thing is a piece of art.
And this wasn't a replica. This was the priceless guitar.
It's a priceless guitar that they loaned to Tarantino for the purpose of the film. And while they were doing this shot, the lady doing the scene with him, what's her name? She's the lady from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, too.
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
She's playing the guitar, and before they could trade the thing out, Kurt Russell takes it and smashes it into a million pieces, and they're all like, oh my God!
I hope we got that take, because that's the guitar. Oh,
it's
my
gone.
God.
There's no fixing it. He's smithereened it.
God, that movie's great. I haven't seen that movie in years.
It is great.
Years.
Kurt Russell, you were saying.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Sorry. God, we really never get anywhere on this show, do we? But you know what's great about this? This will be my last story, so it'll all be knitted together.
See?
Thank you. Val Kilmer's portrayal of Doc Holliday is legendary. And just last year, Kurt Russell, who played Wyatt Earp in the same movie, said he was great to work with. He revealed that they exchanged gifts after the film wrapped. Kind of dark, too. Kurt gave Val Kilmer a burial plot in Boot Hill Cemetery in Tombstone, Arizona, which apparently is a famous resting place for several big Old West figures.
Yeah.
So I don't know that he's actually...
Calamity Jane is there. Wild Bill Hickok is there.
Oh.
Yeah. Those are the two big ones.
Do you need any others if you got those two?
You got Calamity Jane and Wild
Bill. I don't know that he's going to utilize that, but apparently he does own a plot there. And then Val gave Kurt a plot of land overlooking Boot Hill. So like, I don't know, from a mesa top or something. So Kurt said in this interview a year or so ago, Doc Holliday was all about death, but Wyatt's all about life. And I guess that pretty much says it all. So Doc Holliday gets the plot. The other guy gets the overlook. You can look down on the dead guy. TMZ is reporting that Val's been really, really frail and confined to his bed during the last few years of his life.
By the way, there are
tons of tributes.
I did make a mistake. Deadwood is where those folks are buried. This is Tombstone you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, I was actually going to say that those are stars in Deadwood, but also that's a made up show. So I thought, well, in real life, maybe they are in Arizona.
My fault, history nerds.
Thank you, history nerds.
Let you down.
Yeah, maybe one of them should win.
I corrected myself.
Oh, I see. You went and looked it up.
No, I just remembered.
Okay. Anyway, there's that. I'm done. Let me do one more thing because I started talking about the Minecraft movie and everything. That's opening this weekend. There is up on the Serenity Facebook page, first footage from the new Wicked. So if you are
part two.
So if you're huge into that and you're like, I can't wait until this November, because I think it's a Thanksgiving thing. We do have a little bit more of that. And SNL this weekend, Jack Black is the host, Elton John and Brandi Carlile are the musical guests. There's also an evening with Elton John and Brandi Carlile, if you're so inclined. That's Sunday at 8:00 on CBS. And they have a new record out today called Elton John and Brandi Carlile together have a record out today called Who Believes in Angels.
What's her deal? Why is she hanging out with all the old people?
You know what? I feel like she's one of those people who is like, this is an influence and I just, it's an honor to work with them. I'll do whatever they want to do. Cause she's like big into Joni Mitchell and she like wheels her out.
Right.
And makes her sing. And now she's hanging with Elton John.
She's collecting old folks.
Maybe that's what she's up to. I don't know. She's great on her own too. I mean, I think her voice is just.
Oh, you love her?
I do. I really like her.
Okay.
Yeah. She does there's a horses song that I'm like, oh, that's pretty good.
Well, big surprise.
Broken Horses. Or something like that. I guess I don't know her that well.
You love horses.
I
mean,
do. It's true. Oh my God, that song has horses in it.
Get your wallet and get to the stores ASAP.
All right.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Listen live, win contests, and get our show's full podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special.
I love it.
6 to 10 a.m. The best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice.
Sweet.
That last celebrity trash better be on there. That thing linked together like you, mwah, you can't believe it.
I finally got it together by Friday.
My goodness.
Got all my segues set up. Woo!
That was beautiful stuff.
Oh, thank you so much, Vinny.
Most right now in downtown San Francisco, as I look out the window from the Odyssey building as we broadcast from Studio 9, it's blue skies out there.
Yeah.
I was trying
for
to
now.
Check. There's a little bit of a haze out along the coast, and I was trying to check my surf report. And as the time wore down, maybe that you guys saw it, I'm spitting out a lozenge, changing my screen, finding my headphones. I didn't get to look, but
it was actually a work of art. I can't wait for the cameras and people could see.
Oh, that'll be just super duper. Start the free trick. Dude, just show me the cam. Okay, never mind. I give up. I was going to try and see if the haze is in fact fog or what, but there's just no, it doesn't matter.
All
the skies overhead.
But rain coming, which you promised it was going away. Did,
well, I'm sorry, but I'm checking the apps now, and here we are. Mostly sunny today, clouds later, some clouds this weekend, and a chance for rain on Monday. Mostly in the North Bay, it looks like. Well, I mean, come on.
Come on, what? Are you saying I deserve it?
Yeah, don't you?
I don't know what I did to deserve it. I feel like I don't deserve it.
We've talked barely at all about the new tariffs being put in place. I think I was joking about the sign that made the announcement.
Yeah.
That's about it. The Wall Street Journal says Americans are rushing to the stores to buy stuff before the new tariffs kick in. Mm. Now's the time to get your wallet and get to the store quick.
Yep.
They tell a story in this article of, first, Lululemon being a big stop because that's a Canadian brand.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, Lululemon.
Anyway, as you sit here now, I didn't think at all about, like, I better go get some stuff. I feel like the stuff I've got, I'm good with, and whatever, you know, gap I got to jump, I'll make it before this standoff. You know, relaxes a little. But for the time being, there are people who really do feel like if I do need new workout gear for this summer and I got to go get it right now. And there are a lot of things that will be going up in price. So get ready. They say TVs, soy sauce, Lululemon workout gear are just a few of the items that will be a lot more expensive with the new sweeping tariffs on imported goods.
Yeah,
so
thanks. Oh, and it's just so great to have everyone mad at us too. More of that, please.
Well, if you're worried about that, I'll give you something to worry about. Check the stock market. It's going great.
I made that mistake yesterday.
Yeah.
John goes, don't do it. He's like running. I'm like, I'm going to look at the, no. Yeah. It's great. You guys, if you're thinking about retiring, think again.
Running or hitting the gym is a great way to relieve stress, but there's an activity that might be more fun and help relieve stress better.
Is this a a study some guy did.
Are you talking about humping?
Mm.
No, this is dancing.
Oh.
Dancing. But I like the way you're thinking. Go on. Tell me about yours.
The look on your face, let me guess. Let me guess what this stress-relieving thing, this activity will be. What could it possibly be?
I do have a sex story coming up, but this wasn't the one.
All right, so dancing is the answer.
Yeah, dancing's the answer. They say it combines four different natural stress relievers: music, rhythm, movement, and socialization.
Mm. So go dancing.
Any of those things on their own can help with stress and anxiety, but combining them's even better.
Well, it is fun to dance, like if you're just kind of shaking it out, you know, get it off of you. Ugh.
Bob, let me ask you a question. Bob is our new young co-worker here to help us.
She's a technical producer.
The new
technical
world.
Producer.
Got the Bob, right title.
Do you dance?
Oh, yeah.
You like to dance?
Oh, yeah.
And when is the, do you go to the clubs or do you just dance? Like, how's that work?
I don't club so much anymore, but uh-huh. I go to a lot of concerts, shows,
and you're
festivals.
A dancer, like the music will take you.
Are you a trained dancer?
No. I'm a jumper.
Fun.
Oh, you're a jumper?
Yeah.
Like hands in the air, like it just
oh, yeah.
Air.
Yeah.
She's also a yoga instructor, everybody.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
Oh, my God. We should have like a little mini yoga class. I'm always trying to stretch
Absolutely.
Out. Back is so tight. Yes. My hips bother me.
Yoga's the best. I would love to teach for y'all.
Okay, great. Perfect. Yeah. Let's do it. I'll meet you in the hallway after this.
Yeah. I actually went to India before I got this job in January. And that's where I studied to get my certificate.
Did you see a man poop on a railroad track?
No.
Oh,
yeah,
you're lucky.
I think that's all made up. She's just telling stories that aren't true.
Where did you go?
I was in North Goa, which is on the west coast of India. So it's a touristy area on the beach, jungle,
nice
vibe.
They got it fenced off so the people
music.
Who want to poop on the tracks aren't coming
Stop
in there.
It. Is that... No one does that.
Okay.
I wasn't in a major city, I will say that.
So. Okay.
It's a big country.
It is a big country.
Yeah.
And so you, what, like did a, how long of a retreat to learn all this
for about
stuff?
A month.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
A month of yoga. Like you were just a yoga retreat.
Yeah.
Killer.
And was it teacher training?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Are you still doing it? Like, I mean, are you teaching yoga currently?
Yes, I'm teaching this Sunday in the park.
Oh. Yeah. Which park are we talking about?
DuBose Park.
Oh.
In the city.
Here in the city.
Yeah.
You live
yeah.
in the city?
I live in Hayes Valley, yeah.
Yeah. We don't know much about you. We haven't really picked you apart yet.
One breadcrumb at a time.
Yeah.
That's enough.
So just you wait, hold on. Oh. You want people to go or you don't want people to go?
No, it's...
It's already filled.
It's booked.
Okay, good.
It's full.
I see.
Anyway, dancing, and I believe yoga helps a lot too. I'm a fan. I don't
Yoga's
get to
incredible.
Go enough, but it's really good, especially as you age. Staying limber is important.
Yes.
But it's dancing
true.
To music... At home or even in your seat while you're listening to the radio can help relieve stress. And dance-based exercise routines are also a good call. You know, jazzercise or...
Yeah, you know, I took like a jazzercise-style class.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did years ago. And but what bummed
did
me out was...
Did you wear the leotards with the thong on...
No, I don't remember
on the outside
what the outfits
of the,
were. It was just like, I don't know, a yoga outfit or something.
Warmers.
Yeah.
But I was trying to tell you what the problem was, not how great it was. I go in there and the lady's like, okay, we're going to learn. Here we go. We're going to start the new thing and here's the new dance. And I've just started. So I'm learning the dance. You learn all the steps and, you know, a month, 2 months go by and I'm just starting to have the dance. I'm just starting to get it. Okay, great. Now I know what this next part is and I'm doing all those things. And then she come in the next week, she goes, okay, we're going to start a new dance today.
Mm.
Like, but I just learned the other day.
Well, now you know it.
I quit.
What?
No. Are you kidding me? I quit. I was like, that's it. I know the one dance. I'm not learning some other new dance every 6 weeks. Forget it.
I'm going to spread your science out for you,
science.
But this is...
Spread it right out.
Science!
Oh my God, are you okay?
Vinny, you're right. It's like his tongue almost fell out of his mouth.
Like that was rough. That was a crazy look. Oh, sometimes I just wish I had my camera going so bad.
Why?
Because I was, it was a good look.
Don't
a
sound so excited about the cameras, guys. It's only the reason I'm here, okay?
No,
that's what you think.
We do, yeah.
A former NASA employee said higher-ups will never admit it, but yes, astronauts do get it on in space. So the question was, Is this sanctioned? Is NASA studying the effects of sex in space?
Well, let's hope so. We'd need to be able to reproduce. I mean, missions in space take a long time. It takes a really long time to get anywhere.
A person at NASA was being asked about the things that they are doing when there's a space mission on. Now it seems like there's just one at all times because of this, the International Space Station. We hear almost everything, said a friend and NASA colleague. It's a program scientist for the International Space Station said over lunch one day. So this is just them talking. Flight controllers are always paying attention for safety reasons. So the person goes on to question. So you hear all sorts of stupid stuff, burps, farts, hiccups, everything. And the answer is, yeah, we do. We hear everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the...
And are there cameras too? Do they have to like hang, you they know, don't, put a band-aid I don't, over
they're
the camera?
Not mentioning cameras here, but they do go on to say, are people doing it up there? And the person being questioned who has this as a job to monitor the astronauts won't say straight up, as if she's been told, you can't tell anybody.
Mm.
But
when someone says, when they won't say it straight up, it's because the answer is yes.
People have been interested in space sex since at least 92, when the first and only married astronaut couple joined the 50th space shuttle mission, and they lived up in, they were in space together.
Mm.
Did they do it?
Did they?
They won't say.
Mm.
But they do mention things like, does that area work in zero gravity?
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to...
Mm-hmm.
And hormone levels and all the things.
Physiological effects are crazy.
And most recently, there were two people, a man and a woman, stuck in space.
Oh, yeah. But did they, were they hot for each other?
They're
though?
Not partners, but people do
get bored. I wonder if there's just a lot of self-satisfaction in space. And if so, if that's something that they can turn away from.
You know what's interesting? As I thought about, as I read this story, so we're talking about, you know, NASA and their study of the people and it's a, then
the effects of astronauts. Space, right.
So they say, let me get the number real quick. 676 people have left Earth's gravity. It would make sense that some of them did it, mm-hmm. or at least did themselves. But who knows? Maybe when you go to become an astronaut, they go, can you go without touching yourself, loser? I mean, maybe that's one of the things. Like,
I mean, could you go without that for a year? There are few people who
are you
spent
asking
a,
me?
Yeah, you.
I could not.
Right.
I have.
So you'd be ruled out.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. They can't possibly.
There have been periods of time in my adult life, mostly recently, you know, now that I have kids and, you know, we're in hotels or whatever, where I find myself going, maybe, you know, but normally I want to do that. You know, that's part of good health.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what do they call that?
Clearing the chamber. I'm not
no.
sure. What do they call it?
Self-care.
Oh, well, right. God, me.
Clearing the chamber.
I don't know. Seems like you're all stressed out about it. Let's get that clog out of there.
They say here, over 60% of adults have had workplace romances.
Oh.
You're telling me these people up in space have no chemistry and it's never happened? And of course, the lady goes on to look away, avoid eye contact, and not answer.
I'm done. I'm not telling you anything. I'm just not answering.
Then she goes on to say, I don't have authority to disclose that information. So.
Which is a yes.
You know, many of the early missions were funded with taxpayer money.
Mm-hmm.
Would that offend you if you found out they were also studying the effects of...
Absolutely not.
Getting
we
naked
study,
up in space?
Study all of it.
You're okay with it?
I feel like it would be interesting for someone to try to get pregnant up there and see if that could happen.
So they did do a study and found that microgravity can impair vascular tissues, which could cause erectile dysfunction in space.
Oh, no. Oh, that's too bad.
So there is an increased risk of that in space.
So you have to bring Viagra, like loads of it.
I would assume so.
I have no comment on that.
There you go, everyone. Sounds like people are doing it in space for our own good.
Thank you for your sacrifice.
God bless you.
God bless us, one and all. Everyone, whatever the thing is.
You and John go up to space.
Yeah.
You're trying to do it, right?
Definitely.
Even though you don't want to ever, as you often say, but you...
So boring, though. Space travel would be so boring.
Oh,
I'm sure
I
we'd
see.
Probably, like,
that's
do that a lot.
That's your con John boring. But... It seems like that would be a mean
no.
thing to say.
Well, it would, you know, there's 5 minutes down. 8 minutes, I guess. Whatever. Super boring.
John!
Space.
It appears, yes, astronauts...
But I'd run out of stuff to say, too. You know?
Do get
always,
it on
like,
in space.
Saving things up.
Oh, you always have to have a constant dialogue going when you do it? Is that what
no,
you're saying?
No, but I know how to make it happen faster. And oh. it's by saying dirty, dirty things. And so you can't say the same things all the time. You have to have some new thing that he'll be like, oh, what?
I'm such a good wife.
Yeah.
It is nice
don't
of you.
I know it.
To really, you know, you're working on your vocabulary.
Well, today's the day.
Oh, today is the day.
What do I have? About 8 hours from now. It's going.
Okay, everyone, let's mark our watches.
Yeah, I'll add that to my log of how many times you go to the bathroom during the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think I've been
twice
the answer's
today.
Never.
No, I think I've been twice today.
Twice this morning before the show.
Mm. Well, frankly, I'm shocked to hear that. Because
so was I. I was like, I have to go again.
So often I'm like, that girl, never.
Mm.
There are positives and negatives to an increasingly cashless society.
Oh, what are the negatives? I can't find any.
Fewer kids have been swallowing and choking on coins is the positive. Fewer children
are swallowing.
Is that
something that was happening?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, my God. You didn't ever have a friend that swallowed a quarter or something?
No.
Oh, I had at least three friends that did that.
And died?
No, they didn't die. It's just they had to, you know.
Why were your friends putting filthy, dirty money discs in their mouths?
I know, they're so
dirty. We used to go
dirty.
To the pool.
Yeah.
And we'd ride our bikes, and we were wearing trunks, and we didn't have anywhere to put our chains, so we put it in our mouth.
Oh, God.
You guys are looking at me like that's insane.
Because
like,
that is insane. I don't know. Well,
we need a change to get into the pool.
You can't carry a backpack? Or, I mean, don't you have a towel? I mean, what are you carrying?
Well, yeah,
they're
going to put change in a towel.
What
you
did
have
they
a towel
say?
Around your neck.
Your mom's like, just put it in your mouth.
Huh? I know that happened to at least two of my friends.
It went over a bump and all the...
choked on a quarter.
Mikey Bennett.
Went down their throat. My God. Did any of them die?
No.
Well, that's good.
But they kept the quarters afterwards.
The study looked at hospital data from 2000 to 2022 and found that since 2012, there have been a significant decline in kids requiring procedures to remove objects from throats, noses, and airways.
Oh.
And they say that's mostly because of contactless payments, which have gained traction and just about taken over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a panhandler, have to have noticed a significant drop.
Yeah, sorry. Unless you take credit cards, I don't have any spare change. I don't carry
which
any.
I could almost see someone going, yeah, I actually have a connection to my cell phone here.
Right, here you go.
Hit me up.
Right, here's my Venmo QR code.
Ugh. Anyway, less people, children, choking on money these days thanks to our...
So there's one good thing.
What do you want to call that?
Cashless
society. Yeah. There you go.
It's funny, when we were kids, they told us that we would just all be debited. Like, you'd just carry... I guess we thought we would just carry around some kind of an identifying card. But now we have our phones. I mean... Everything's on there. You even have your ID on there.
Mm-hmm. There's this episode of a show I used to watch as a boy. I watched the show all the time. The only episode I remember, I mean it, the only one I remember is the one where a guy cracks open a beer and it was a pull top, which we don't have anymore. Now they're pull,
it's a one piece,
snap,
yeah.
And it pulls off the thing and puts it in the beer can and drinks his beer and chokes on that little thing that the pull top.
So it's some show you were watching?
It's called Emergency 51.
Oh,
the guy
yeah.
like drops it in the drink. He's drinking his beer and then he, and they, you know, DeSoto and Gage show up and they have to, you know, get it out.
They're paramedics, right?
But yeah, but yes. But it's one of those things where that's all I remember from it. But that is such a a snapshot of that time in life, you would never even hear that anymore because there's no more pull tops.
Right.
And and people did used to do that. And rip it off and drop it in the drink so they weren't littering.
Right. But then when they did litter them, like I remember being a kid and going looking for pull tabs along the sides of roads so that I could make a little chain with them.
Mm.
You could make like these chain jewelry things with these crap and you'd slice your fingers up. It was like, it was ridiculous.
Awesome.
Those things were bad in every possible way.
Well,
they're gone now.
They're gone. They're long gone. Mm. Now that kids, you missed a really special time in life. Mm. And now no more choking on coins.
Sorry about it.
I told you guys this story a long time ago that my kid was choking, truly choking. Like it was horrific.
Yes, right.
And I don't know why. I thought I got this.
Call 911. I got this.
I saved that kid.
You Heimlicked her, right?
Yeah. And after it happened, it was the weirdest thing fell over the whole family. Everyone was like shell-shocked from it. Like that just
happened. One of us almost died.
And one of us like jumped into it as if I knew what I was doing. And I have some idea, but I hadn't taken a class in forever. So it's not like but there I was like, I got this. And afterward I was thinking, how dare me? Like, what if I didn't pull it?
Luckily your wife had ignored you and called 911
anyway.
Well,
that's part of the story is I walk, I'm like, don't call 911. I got this. And she's like, and then she ran, called anyway. But then I went, I got it. The kid's okay. To this day, my older daughter's like, don't talk about that.
Mm.
Like we're still all just wrecked by it. It's the weirdest thing to realize something.
That is not a beautiful death.
No. The kid was turning blue.
It's really awful. Oh, God, my heart is pounding thinking about that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, do kids take Venmo?
You know what? Yes.
Yeah, they do.
They probably do.
But kids do.
Yeah. Well, my kids, I used to put money in Apple Cash for them, or John did. You could just transfer it over so they'd have some money and they could pay for stuff.
415 says, Vin, in space, two lovers don't have chemistry, they have astronomy.
Oh. Adorable. Get it? It's a science joke. That might be the one. That might be the one.
I liked it. I did. Let's see. Guys, remember where Maddie is from. The mouth is West Virginia's version of a piggy bank. Gina, San Jose, Odyssey.
That one can't win. It's about you.
I won't.
Can I ask you a question?
Good one, though.
Yeah.
I do not mean this to be a slam or negative. I just have a question about your life and growing up. Have you ever in your life at any point been a coal miner?
No, but my dad worked for the coal mines.
He did?
Yeah, he was a helicopter pilot for the coal mines.
He didn't have a helmet with a light on it.
No, but lots of my friends' dads did. And like a lot of kids like in high school when they'd talk about like, I don't want to be in school, the dads would take him down to the mines for a day and they'd come back and go, you know, I'm going to stay in school.
Mm.
You know? Yeah.
The old black lung. Was
did you ever go down to the mines?
I've been in mines before, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you wear a helmet with a light?
Wore a helmet. I don't remember
us having a light. Did you get in the coal cart?
What's that?
Did you get in the coal cart?
No, I didn't get in the coal cart. I've been in mines, but you know, we had a lot of different kinds of mines. We had strip mines, which are awful. You know, they shave the mountain down for the coal. And then the deeper mines are more in the southern part of the state. So
you weren't around those?
No, that southern part of the state's, boy, they're rednecks down there.
Boy. Oh,
wow.
Oh, I didn't know.
No.
Is Kaiser where you grew up in the panhandle?
Northern panhandle. Oh. Or no, the eastern panhandle, which is the most beautiful part of the state.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah. But anyway.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, oh my God, the Kanye stories that we all knew were coming.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.